Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Drops for Radulov. Radulov across. Klingberg scores! John Klingberg says, meet me in St. Louis!
And that was the moment that everybody lost their minds last night and said, I don't care if I'm a journalist with a journalism degree, I'm a fan also. And I feel like a number of people jumped on the bandwagon, and I'm okay with that. 877-881-1053, KNC Masterpiece, rocking here, asking that question. Have you caught the fever? Are you about to embrace this this Stars team that you have right here downtown in this gem of Dallas, Texas, and going to say, you know what, that's my team, and we're rocking with them. And I want to see this thing keep growing and keep going. And that game last night was so exciting, it gave you everything. I know it didn't give you the Game 7 vibe, but you did get that feeling in the last period, not the overtime period, but that last period of all the chaos, the hatred of the moment of being in the penalty, and then the glory of we get to live for a little bit longer, and then the moment where Tyler Seguin jumps over the puck and it goes in and you're like, ah!
I just want to point something out about that moment and the ensuing moments. I think it's hilarious watching hockey players celebrate.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
because
yes.
Because they're trying to run and jump on skates on ice. Like, I get it. They're the best on skates on ice, but it is still ice and skates, and watching them celebrate can be hilarious. But I want to go back to something that Colby told us maybe like a month ago the first time. Is win a series, win a round. Go to the second round, then, like, people will probably catch the fever. All right, so there's only 8 hockey teams left, or once the Game 7s wrap up, there's only going to be 8 hockey teams left that are competing for the Stanley Cup, and your team is one of them, and you haven't made it to the Western Conference Finals in, what's it been, like 11, 12 years now? So it's been, and you're one round away from making it back there. And I really want to know, like, is DFW going to catch hockey fever? Because by looking at that building last night, you can be like, oh yeah, no, they have it. But that's the people that are there for hockey. I'm saying, like, the Metroplex. Are they going to catch hockey fever? Because by God, I absolutely remember. Everybody always says 99, but don't forget about 2000. Like, I know the Stars lost to the Devils, but this place was still hockey berserk in 2000, and you could see people with their little Stars flags, people had their Stars Stanley Cup hats, people had stuff on their cars, and like, this place was hockey berserk. And I want to know if it's going to get there now, if could it inch there in the next 2 weeks if you advance to the next round, or maybe even the next round. Like, are people ready to embrace this team?
I hope so. I don't understand why not. I know the guys are like, I just can't watch hockey. And you see that every once in a while.
Did you see the game last night? They still think that?
No, they didn't see it because they just, it's like the person that chooses never to try whatever type of food because when they were a kid, it was gross or whatever. They saw it one time, they're like, no, never mind.
Mm-hmm.
What you need to do is you need to go ahead and just take a little bit of time out of your busy schedule as you're flipping through the channels on something else to watch and watch a Stars game, watch a playoff Stars game.
Mm-hmm. Adrian told me last night, we were watching it together, and she was like, I'll get in on the next round. And I was like, that's fine. And she said, it's just, you know, I don't know where the puck is. I got to figure it out. And hockey just isn't conducive to TV. It's always been a tough draw. That's why baseball and basketball have always done a little bit better. As far as ratings go, because hockey's just, it is tough to watch sometimes. But I also contest that when you start watching it enough, you start understanding where things are supposed to be. So you already start to look for what's going on, why it's going on, the way that it's going on, and what exactly your team's doing, you know, for whatever team you're starting to root for. And then you get these stories. Like Zuccarello, when like this dude right here, this move right here has been an amazing use of a pick. That trade right there is fantastic. That is a fantastic use of a trade. And so that you got that going on. And that's in addition to this team that came, what? He'd played five games with them to start the series.
Right.
Like it was ridiculous how much time he'd spent with them, yet how much of an effect he'd already had on the game. And then you got the guys that we've been rooting for a long time. And then you got Tyler Seguin, you got Jamie Benn, and those storylines that go along with it. And now you have this young coach that's hot. You know, him and Chris Woodward are the two hottest commodities in DFW right now. And they're young coaches that are kind of badasses. And I kind of like it. I kind of like their approach to the whole game, the interviewing process, and what they're not afraid to give away and discuss and talk about. And so I feel like just like we do with the Cowboys, where we start in on, you know, each week and in the buildup and everything, I think you can get invested with this team in the same way, and you also can hang your hat on something else. You have probably the hottest goalie in all of hockey right now. So you can always, if you know nothing else about hockey, throw that out there, and people are like, yeah, I guess you can't knock you about that.
I was really excited. My son was so close to dropping an excellent hockey point today. He goes, with the way the series has gone, will this help Bishop's odds of winning the... And then he paused, and he goes, I said, Vezina Trophy? And he goes, that's the one. Yeah. I was like, yeah, it's a regular season award, but I appreciate that question nonetheless. But... So 877-881-1053 from the 682. Watched my first Stars game in a long time last night. I'm 100% on board. Casey, I've had hockey fever since the 93-94 season. Let's go Stars. And from the 469, what a key word this is. I'm on the bandwagon. Now.
Hold on. What about this? I'm a casual hockey fan, but I always get into it in the playoffs. I think NHL playoffs are arguably the most exciting in sports. That overtime was insane.
I think that's totally a fair argument.
And that's okay, right?
Well.
Is that not okay?
I think it's fine because hockey needs fans. I get it if you get irritated at, like, I don't know, the football bandwagon fan. Football's doing just fine. But let's face it. This is some hard truth, some tough love right here, hockey. Your sport's awesome. You need more fans. You need a lot more fans, all right? The attendance at certain places, looking at you, Coyotes, proves that.
The
TV
that
ratings.
One person.
Yeah, the TV ratings and the social media presence overwhelmingly prove that hockey lags distantly behind the other three sports. I think hockey's awesome. Go to Stars games all the freaking time, and I've met a lot of Tolos at the Stars games. But that's the thing. It's like, those are the people who are already in. How do you get the people who aren't in on hockey? Not necessarily like in the barn, though that would be great. But watching the game, because that's the biggest step to make this happen next. And we, you know, we're always tweeting out stuff, putting on stuff on the Facebook page, the KNC Masterpiece, and you see a lot of anti-bandwagon comments. And I responded to one of them today. I was like, no, all the bandwagon fans can jump on next year, but this is for the true fans. And I just said, but why? Hockey needs as many fans as it can get. And I want to know, like, if you're, this is specifically for the diehards. If you're a diehard hockey fan or a diehard Stars fan, are you irritated about the bandwagon fans that will inevitably jump on board for this St. Louis series? And especially if you go even further. And if so, please tell me a little bit more, because you know that your sport is awesome. And now other people are starting to realize that your sport is awesome. I think that should be enough, even if they weren't there from the beginning or anywhere close to the beginning.
We get this on the Autoflex Leasing fan text at 877-881-1053. As a longtime fan of the game, the Fairweather fan is somewhat irritating, but I understand that's how it works. And also said, for example, if you folks are talking about hockey, that almost never happens. By the way, we've had a hockey segment, what, every night for the past, what, 3-4 weeks? And that's
sure.
Just because we're like, hey, everybody come aboard, please.
And we used to have a hockey expert on the show with us all the time, and he'll be joining us tomorrow, I do believe.
Right.
Yes.
From the 940, never watched hockey before, but after hearing y'all talk about it, decided to watch the series against the Predators, and it was freaking awesome.
Yes!
And Kevin, you talk about the growth of the sport,
yes.
The idea of in this area. And so think about those bandwagon fans that go to their first game this year in a playoff game against whoever. Maybe it's the Blues. Maybe it was the Predators. And now next year they're like, I want to buy season tickets. And that means your Stars decide to make another move because their season tickets go up. or whatever. Well, look at this. Look at this statistic. Ticket sales for the 2020 Winter Classic already passed the attendance for the 2019 game at Notre Dame. NHL's officials have said that the game at the Cotton Bowl will be the second largest crowd ever for an NHL game. The 2020 Winter Classic is now expected to have more than 80,000 in attendance. Only the game in the Big House had more in attendance. That's from our good friend Sean Shapiro, who we had on the show as well.
Yeah.
And who wrote a book called 100 Things Stars Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. Check that book out if you want to be a Stars fan.
And I think the only thing preventing that from passing that other game is physics. Because the Big House, I do believe, holds like 106,000 right. people. And
absolutely.
So just statistically, it's impossible.
But I remember when the announcement of Predators and Stars for that game was made, everybody was like, who cares about that? Who cares about the Predators and the Stars? After this series alone, the numbers have gone up.
How many people already have their anti-PK Subban signs
absolutely.
Ready to go?
Absolutely.
From the 808, yes. This is a great comment. Yes, bandwagon fans are a pain because they bring stupid comments. Now, this is what I think hockey fans and Stars fans can do a significantly better job at.
You have a responsibility now.
Yes. Let's just say if you're like, who is Mikko Heiskanen? And you don't have to go off on him, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
You can just be like, all right, so you know how you have 19-year-old Luka Doncic, and I know now he turned 20, but you have like your teen phenom for the Mavericks. Well, guess what? The Stars have a teen phenom themselves, and guess what? They also drafted him really early, and guess what? They've also been bringing him up through the system, and that's the thing. Like, let's say just like that, they totally butcher the name. You can just tell them how to say the name, or you can just tell them the backstory, or you can just tell them whatever. Like, you don't have to, and please, I wrote a whole article about this. You don't have to condescend to them in the process. Like, go ahead and just explain it to them. And they'll probably be like, awesome, thank you for telling me that.
So what you're suggesting is not, after that question's been uttered, to slap yourself in the forehead and then walk away, right?
No, you don't have to say, hey, so, oh my God. And like, you know, you just go, all right, actually, I know that name's crazy. So many consonants. And so, like, you can go through it with them. And if somebody's like, but why wasn't our goalie Marty Turco? Like, you can just say, okay, check it out. So we got Ben Bishop, made a pretty bold move. Some people were concerned about the length of the contract, but man, it looks like it's paid off. He's already one of the finalists for best goalie. Looks like he might win. And so, like, you could just drop it to them like that, because there are a lot of people who could tell you all about, you know, Brett Hull and Ed Belfour and all that, but they can't tell you anything about Klingberg or anybody else.
From the 940, Mikko, his name is Miro.
There was a point! Ooh,
I was about to respond to him. It was part of the bit!
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, it kind of is a bit of a turnoff sometimes. But, man, teaching somebody what icing is so important. Teaching somebody why the Stars are pushing everybody to the outside on the power play is so important to what they're trying to teach them and learn. Like, because later on down the road, well, the Stars couldn't do this whenever they're in the playoffs against the Blues. Well, they couldn't do this against the Predators, but now they've changed it. And that's going to be another storyline of how the chess game and how that chess match works between what Jim Montgomery does in game one and what he does in game two and how he does the rest of the thing and makes these lines. And I think one of the things that I love the most about this team is they feel like they have ownership of it. Kevin, we've been talking about their brand of hockey for since, what, December?
Yes.
And how this...
When they were trying to figure it out still.
Yeah, and they started to figure it out. And last night, I heard, you know, Jim Montgomery was like, look, I love a 5-1 game, but we can't lose sight of what we are. And we can't lose sight of the type of team that we are. And that is not a 5-1 every night team. We have to be able to grind, keep things close. Your netminder has been the guy that's been able to keep you in that. Never lets a lead get too far away, and then always keeps you within a goal and allows you to do what you did last night in this game. And that was, yes, Kevin, about as exciting as it gets. And guys, I didn't jinx it. I didn't screw it up for everybody.
You tried.
No, I didn't try.
No.
I tweeted out that I wanted this game to go on until forever. All right, and immediately the hockey gods blessed us with a goal within seconds of my tweet.
I don't understand that tweet. I wanted the game to end immediately.
Dude,
it
was so much fun. I was so, like, my heart was racing the entire game. I tweeted out 3 or 4 different times, breathe, just because I was holding my breath the entire time and passed out a couple times from holding my breath. And I was like, what happened? It was awesome. And I think that's one of the things that hockey really does give you is with that one goal, it could change everything. And it did last night for sure, man. And I hope that more Stars fans that know the game will embrace the new Stars fans, grow the sport, especially in Dallas, because I was there in 99. I remember watching those teams grow into what they were and seeing, hey, this team is actually a legit contender and can knock off the Avalanche and can do all these things and we can do this thing. And it'll be and it was so much fun to celebrate those championships. So Kevin, you've been talking about it for a while. There's a possibility that we have a huge drought here in DFW in playoffs.
Like, it's literally impossible outside of, it is literally impossible to see playoffs until October. So, like, and that's not just like, oh, you think our teams are not. That's like an impossibility, except for now.
And I will point this out there are a couple people suggesting that the Blues-Stars series is expected to start on Thursday. There's no official announcement.
Right.
And there could be a game on Saturday. Game 2 could be on Saturday. So,
ooh, get excited.
Let's get rocking this thing, man.
Yeah, even when I was reading the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, they said late in the week. And I was like, come on, people, let's just go ahead. And list this right now. We're the KNC Masterpiece. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Auto Parts.